Hey, what's up? What's up, man? Appreciate you checking in and tuning in to Who You Like. Man, it's your boy KC, and I got my main man.
Meet the man in the building.
Meet the man in the building, man. Week four coming up, man. Last week was crazy, me. It was crazy, bro. It was interesting, man. I only came up $25 last week. Way to go. Way to get back in there, man. It was looking ugly for a second. I was about to be up $225.
Yeah. the way things sway.
Way to go, Cardinals.
Hey, man. Shouts out to the Dallas Cowboys. And shouts out to the Detroit Lions for being victims.
Victims
of the NFL referee book.
Of the NFL referee book?
Yeah, man. You know, I mean, we can get into it, but, you know.
Why not? Might as well.
Okay, since we're already into it.
Might as well.
Every Detroit fan out there, I'm going to give us an apology since you won't get an apology from the league.
This is me clapping my hands for this. Because Detroit fans.
I mean, let's just simplistically break it down.
We got
a touchdown being called on the field by the refs.
Got it.
Okay. We got the play being reviewed due to the new rule of every touchdown scoring play being reviewed.
Got it.
We got the referees now noticing that they got the call incorrect on the field, which is their job to get calls correct.
Got it.
And then we have now the call being reversed to where the team who got the initial play called incorrectly is not allotted even another opportunity to run another play.
Got it.
We got the end of the game being called.
Cool. Now, since you said all that,
shout out
to the Detroit Lions and your fans. You guys played one heck of a game. Great effort. It was really, really good, man. I mean, your defense, you guys really stepped up. That's really what it was, is the defense. And that last little drive that Matt Stafford had, we really want to call it the game what it is. But as far as that last possession, bruh, can we keep it real? This has coaching. This has everything to do with coaching.
There was definitely not one running play call.
This is the thing. If I'm the coach and I'm on third down, that means I have two, and with no timeouts, that means I need to throw it one more time and I need to run it in the last time. Or it doesn't even, like, there's no running. There's no running here, guys. If you run it, it's over. Cool. But if you throw it and you miss, It runs out, man. Like, that's coaching, bro. That has nothing to do with the players on the field, man. Like, so it's not the referees, bro. Like, the game is written out beautifully. It's just that it didn't go. They should have did something. Something. I mean, they should have thrown the ball on the outside.
They threw the ball multiple times, but I'm not.
But he caught it. And didn't get it.
Yeah.
The thing is a blade of grass, bro. That's all you need. That's bro, and that's a life lesson. Hey, who you like fans, man? That's a life lesson. A blade of grass is all it takes to keep you away from your destiny, man. Yeah. Do not, man. You can't just always give your best effort at the end. Like, that's the lesson of the game. Because first of all,
gotta have faith of the mustard seed to be a Detroit Lion from last week. That's all.
Let me tell you. The Atlanta Falcons was beaten up on the Detroit Lions the whole game, bruh. The whole game. If Matt Ryan does not throw three picks, bruh, like, the game is completely out of hand, man. It's like,
they probably win by 20 if he doesn't.
It's completely out of hand, man. But shout out to Detroit, man. Keep your head up, rise up. But shoot, as far as Dallas, man.
Man.
Good job, man. I thought
what I've seen in the bounce back.
Carson Palmer looked really good starting out, man. Him and Larry Fitzgerald, man. Straight money. Straight money. At the first half, man. Then at that. that missed field goal, man, really changed the game, man.
Really changed the whole momentum of the game.
It's crazy. But that's, you know,
swing. That swing. You gotta be ready for that swing.
Hey, but yeah, shout out to the Cowboys. I was, you know, thinking that it was over for them, man. I thought they was looking the worst in the division, honestly, man. But yeah, man, I thought all that stuff going on with Zeke, and I thought they was having their sophomore slump, and
yeah, shout out to Zeke bouncing back.
Yeah, good stuff, man.
Good luck with that case, Zeke.
Good stuff, man. But hey, on a serious note, man, the NFL was going through a lot of the protest and stuff going on over this past week.
Yeah, a lot of
attention was drawn unto. I don't even know what the attention is anymore.
I mean,
At this point, it's just like, I don't know. There's nothing wrong with players speaking out and stuff, and there's nothing wrong with doing things, but it's just like, why is there so much media attention towards it? Like, right. Who gives a fuck?
Okay. Like, we're talking about people kneeling, and then...
Like, why do you care? Why?
Really, the issue?
Like why?
ESPN, and it's looking more and more like CNN every day.
It's like, what the... Like, who cares? Like...
talking about the sports.
Like, you know,
I'm here to sound political. Get to talking and getting my feelings out about everything.
Like,
you got Ray Lewis coming down there and getting on
both knees.
Jesus Christ, help him, Lord. It's like, he just, you know,
turned
into a real show, you know?
It's like,
NFL is really trying to get more and more like reality TV.
This is crazy. Jeez, man.
We came to see sports and good combat on the field. We did not come to see.
That's what's up. Like,
your opinionated, gossip like views.
And like, the thing is, like, okay, you see it on the field, and it's just like, okay, cool. Like, that's what's up. But like, all right, next. But it's what's on TV. It's just all on TV, all on the internet, everywhere, about Donald Trump and these statements and these protests about flags. It's just, I didn't know people were protesting the flag. That's not what people are doing.
They keep switching up the issue to talk about something.
It's like, why? I don't know. It's like people are trying to make it.
Right?
That's what I thought.
I thought this all started about black people being murdered by.
Maybe that's the thing.
Cops, and they were unarmed.
Maybe it was like, hey, you know what?
Let's start talking about
other stuff so we can forget. So we can.
People need with them. And,
so we can shadow the purpose of it all. But yeah, now it's about unity and. What? When did. Oh, thanks, Donald Trump. Thanks, everybody. Thanks. Yeah, you thank know. You. Thank you. Rise up.
Yeah, kids, pay attention, because, you know, Donald Trump, you know, to try to be positive for life for him. He's at least a good example of how you can do whatever you want in this country.
Might as well get it. Hey, but
he's not who we like.
Hey, man, if that's who you like, man, whatever. That's who you like, man.
That's who you like. That's who you like, though.
I really don't give two dams. I don't get it. I don't know.
I'd rather get back to this good ass game.
Absolutely,
called,
man.
Football.
Okay, cool. So who you like, world? We got first game, Chicago at Green Bay. That's Thursday. Who you like, man? In Green Bay.
I gotta go. I mean, I like what the Bears did last week. Not going to try to get too political, but I see what the Steelers did with their, you know, procedure and things of that nature. But they took an L out there in Chicago. And that's, you know, what the Chicago Bears were able to put together. But I don't like
that. You think they were able to maximize off that opportunity?
They took advantage of a lot of opportunities given throughout the game. They're actually a more resilient team than you would think. They almost beat Atlanta week one. Chicago Bears are a sleeper team out there. But it's a rivalry game. Packers bounced back last week. I like the Packers.
I like Green Bay. You got New Orleans and Miami. Who you like?
Ooh, I know you like Miami because I love New Orleans.
I like Miami.
I like New Orleans.
Cool, dub, run dub. It. Who you like?
I like what I'm seeing from the bounce back and Drew Brees. Definitely don't like what happened to the Dolphins last week, losing to the Jets, but they are coming back home. It's going to be a little bit warmer. Maybe they are the same team that they've normally been, which is they can play in that good Miami weather. But as soon as they get something different than what they like, they suck.
Yeah, I just think that Miami's offense is way better than Carolina's offense. So.
Well, they're actually playing New Orleans, but.
Huh?
You said you think that Miami's offense is better than Carolina's?
Yeah, because that's who New Orleans beat last week. So, like, I'm not so.
Playing for Miami?
You got Laundry, you got.
Who's the quarterback still? Is it,
It's what's his face from Chicago?
Cutler?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ryan Tannehill, yeah.
I like Tannehill.
Cool. I like Miami for the dub.
Yeah, I like New Orleans for the dub.
Next game, we got Buffalo at Atlanta. Who you like, me, man? Nice little upset game right here.
I'll take Buffalo for $10.
Cool. Run it. Cha-ching. We got Pittsburgh at Baltimore. Who you like?
I like the Steelers as well.
You got Cincinnati at Cleveland. Who you like? I like Cleveland. I'll let you know all day. I like Cleveland.
They're playing in Cleveland?
Mm-hmm.
I cannot stand.
Somebody ain't 0-3 no more. Somebody ain't 0-3 no more after this game.
I really like the Browns in this type of situation, but since they both suck.
Let me do a little 10 game.
I'll go with the Bengals for 50.
Ooh. But if you thought I was about to put $50 on the Browns, boy, you's a boy. Hoo-wee. I'm talking about, hey, y'all, hey, this is a nice poker move, bro. Hey, he just raised it up there, man. Hey, he just asked me if I was going to call that, boy. No, I'm going to fold on that one, bro. I fold. No, sir. I will not play this hand at all. I like the Browns for 20.
Okay, cool. I like the Bengals for
LA at Dallas.
I know you like the Rams.
I do.
I like the Cowboys.
Cool.
What you like them for?
Dub.
Dub. Give me them Cowboys for the dub.
Run it. I like it. Hey, that's going to be a game that we're going to talk about heavy next week. Who you like?
You're right. I know you like them for 40.
I might like them boys for 40.
I know you do.
Breaking, who you like? Breaking news, who you like? I like them for 50.
Give me them Cowboys at home against the Rams for the 50.
Run it. Run it, man.
Ooh,
hey, yeah. That's an early game, too, man.
I like what I'm seeing in that game. I like Dallas getting back home. I like feeling good.
Yeah. I like Sammy Watkins right now. I don't think your guys' offensive line is any good anymore. I don't think their run game is not going to do anything for against the Rams defense. I like the Rams for that 50, for sure. Jared Goff. Oh man, he's the future. He's the future, bruh. I'm telling you, bruh.
No one wants to talk highly of him.
He is the future, bruh. I like him a lot, man. I like him. Like,
the first person to actually officially tell me they like Jared Goff.
I like him, bruh. I like him and DeShone Kizer. And I like the, yep, those are two ones I like, man. Watson's still growing on me, though. Speaking of Watson, the next game is Tennessee at Houston. Who you like, meet the man? Who you like?
I know you like Tennessee, and I like Houston. I know you like
Tennessee. I do. This is a lot of bets we got going on. What you running for?
I like Houston for... I hate Tennessee, so... I don't really trust them like that because they suck. I like them for 10.
10?
I
thought you was about to play right here.
No. Definitely not a poker.
Yeah, you can you can run 10 for that. Cool. Next game. Hey man, bless you, brother. Bless you.
That was
you.
A blessing right there. I guarantee you Houston wins next week. I got blessed right with it.
Maybe
back to that. Mark that.
Mark, yeah. I like it, man. Next game we got Detroit at in Minnesota. Detroit had a hell of a game against Atlanta. Hey, man.
Excuse me.
Boy, Jesus loves you.
I got a blessing right when that game got to me. I didn't get blessed last week, but I'm still going to rock with Detroit. I like Detroit on the road.
I like Minnesota. Dub. I like Minnesota for the dub. Yeah.
I do. I don't like... Case Kidd to keep doing what he's doing. I like Minnesota. They're at home and stuff like that. But Detroit's coming with ferocious comeback fever. And they're probably going to get ahead. And this game is probably not even going to be what it was last week. Because Atlanta's a high-powered offense. Minnesota's nowhere near.
We got Carolina at New England. Who you like?
Brady.
Yeah, I like Brady. Jacksonville at the Jets. Yeah, that's an ugly game. I just don't like anything about it. I'll go with Jacksonville.
I'm not trusting the Jets to come back and do that 2 weeks in a row.
Nope.
I don't care if they're at home or not.
You got San Fran at Arizona. Who you like?
I like Arizona. Bounce back. Tough week.
Yeah, I like Arizona.
Yeah.
Philly at the Chargers in L.A.
I don't like the Chargers at all. I don't like anything about what they're doing. Have they won a game yet?
Nope, 0-3.
Right, so, I'm going to go with Philadelphia. But this could be an upset game.
Yeah, man, that's what I'm over
Chargers
here.
Chargers are at home. Don't want to go 0-4. Somebody probably gets fired. That's a sleeper game now. It's any given Sunday. So, if you want to, you know, throw a 10 out there to be fake.
Who did the Chargers play last week? You remember?
Let me go ahead and check. That's how bad they're playing, to where you don't really even remember who they played.
I'm not
going on. They lost to the Chiefs at home, 24-10.
And the Chiefs already beat Philadelphia. Yeah, I like Philly. The Giants at Tampa Bay.
This is a sleeper game. Of course, I like Tampa.
Yeah.
And I know you like the Giants because you don't like them to go 0-4.
$50 though.
You like them for $50?
Mm-hmm.
I like the Bucks for $50.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
That was uncharacteristic.
Mm-hmm.
Giants on the road.
Mm-hmm.
They only 3 already.
Mm-hmm.
The Bucks got whooped last week.
5-0.
Nice bet, sir.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. Bet.
I'm way underdog in that game.
Currently.
Way underdog,
currently,
probably.
According to ESPN Sports.
Yeah.
All right. Tampa Bay is favored by 3 points. That makes no sense based upon what we've been seeing because, you know, even though the Giants are 0-3, it's a last week they lost by a field goal where they were supposed to win last week.
Yep.
Every other game that they've had during this season, I mean, in week two, yeah, the Lions coming to the house and basically schooling. And then week one, you got them going out there. Let's see. Yeah, the Cowboys schooled them. So they haven't had too many close games other than the game last week. So if any week to go with them, it would be this week, because it's kind of pretty much season-defining game for them.
Yeah.
If they lose this game, they can go ahead and kiss the playoffs goodbye.
Yeah. I like Giants, man. It's pretty much a wrap for them already, but I just don't see Odell Beckham not going the hell off. I think it's gonna be a big matchup between him and Evans.
I don't know what happened to the Bucs last week, man. It was actually disappointing, you know. From what I see,
I don't know if that means Minnesota's more real or Tampa Bay's overrated.
Yeah, that's a good question too. That's a very good question, because the way that game went, it was just, I mean, disappointing. Yeah. You expect the Buccaneers to look a lot better than they looked last week.
Next game, we got Oakland at Denver. Who you like?
Ooh. That's a good game, but I like Oakland.
I like Oakland.
Denver could upset, but I like Oakland.
I like Oakland, yeah. Indiana at Seattle. Who you like, meet the man?
I love my brother and the Colts, but I don't think Jacoby is going to be able to handle the Seattle Seahawks defense.
Yeah.
Offense might not have to do much. It might be one of those 13-3 games, whatever.
I like Indy for a 10.
Oh, you like Indy for 10?
Mm-hmm.
Brother will never forgive me, but I'll take that.
And the last game, Washington at Kansas City. I'll let you know now, I like Kansas City, but I hope that you like Washington.
I would love to like Washington, and they did wonderful last week against the Oakland Raiders, but you're coming on the road now to one of the best defenses in the NFL. Good luck. I like the Kansas City Chiefs to stay undefeated.
Hey. All them bets sound real good, meet the man. Hey, man, I want y'all to hit me up on Twitter, man, at DURTYBird on Twitter, yo, man.
Dirty Birds. Y'all make sure y'all check me out at Meet the Man, MeatDaman. You did.
Yeah, man, need all feedback, any kind of, you know, any kind of advice, anything you want to talk about, any kind of fans in Atlanta, man, that like to come in on the show, you like to call in, something, hit me up, man.
Yeah, man. We want y'all to be a part of this experience with us, man.
Absolutely, man. Appreciate you.
And I appreciate y'all checking in.
Yeah, man. Peace.